You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumhold, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you on this rather humid summer Wednesday night. We started off the show with Ibibio Sound Machine doing Give Me a Reason from their latest album, Uyai. We just heard Michelle Andedio Cello, which I can always pronounced really well until I get on the air, from her new album, Ventriloquism. That was George Clinton, who, by the way, is going to be at Nelsonville Music Festival this weekend. Just saying. We have live music for you, kicking it off right now. Really, really excited to welcome these guys into the studio. They're making their Kaleidoscope debut tonight. We're going to get to know them here in just a little while. Separately, they are David Palmer, Ian Borg, Carrie Jordan, and Ralph Jones. And they represent a lot of different musical projects and bands, but tonight they are here as the Rehugnant Jazz Quartet. We're going to find out what that's all about here in just a bit, but first, let's hear some live music from these guys. Take it away.
This is called Homer Stays Home from Church. Thank you. So thank you, Juliet, for letting us play here. We just love playing music. And most of what we're going to do is originals. So this next one was written in, I guess it was 2008, 2009, and it's called Ned, and I finally have a band that's willing to play it. Ned the Neo-Luddite.
You say you like the way that society's going, but you played into their hands without even knowing. They've got their greed and their goals on the handlebar. You need to read that play by Capek called R.U.R. United against robots is my club. You can only get in with a hampered ticket stub. Who am I to moan and gripe and tell you what to do? I'm the person shaking in his shoes next to you. Stone Age, we invented some great tools. We believe they made life better for us under evolved fools. But a stone that's made for grinding and bashing, someone said we didn't know that we discovered new ways to make us dead. Then there was the Bronze Age, we learned to read and fight. We made armor out of bronze in case we had to fight. We learned to ride the horse. We found the chariots and spears could make a lethal fighting force. I'm Ned, the Neo-Luddite. That's why I'm Ned, the Neo-Luddite. When it was the Iron Age, we made mechanical looms. We didn't realize that our weaving jobs were doomed. We used iron to make a better plow and engines to pull us. But the iron that makes a stronger house can also make good bullets. In a techno age, we work by pushing buttons. We want something else to do the work, like a pack of buttons. We swear that we won't know the way a born source until we make some robots that'll push the buttons for us. I distrust circuitry. Forget reel to reel, wax cylinders are the choice for me. When it comes to calculators, my advice is just say no. That age old thing, the abacus, is the way to go. Especially the multicolored ones. You're probably disgusted with my simple point of view. I admit that I'm still learning exactly what is true. I don't know why we have these problems year after year, but some of our inventions only give us more to fear. And so I'm Ned, the Neo-Luddite. That's what I said. I'm a Neo-Luddite. I said I'm Ned, the Neo-Luddite. That's what I said. The Neo-Luddite.
Rehugnant Jazz Quartet live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
So very happy to have you all here. So to reiterate our lineup, we've got David Palmer on the keys and vocals. We've got Ian Borg back there on the drums, Carrie Jordan rocking the bass, and we've got Ralph Jones on some guitar and hopefully some vocal before the night is said and done. So tell me, how was it? I know that you guys, in addition to being here as Rehugnant Jazz Quartet, represent a lot of different bands and musical projects and collaborations. How was it that this group came together in this particular form?
Basically, so everyone, you're right, everyone plays in various formations, and that's kind of typical of jazz musicians that they learn the art, and they can jump into different situations. So you'll find that's true of everyone in the band. But basically, Ian and I were in a Santana tribute band, the Hot Enchiladas, and the bass player said, "You play jazz, don't you?" And, I'd love to play jazz, and Ian's into it too. Let's do it. And we brought in the guitarist from that band. And as things often evolve, different musicians have come and gone. So Ian's still here, but we now have Ralph on guitar. And it's been like a year or more.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because I think our first gig was May 2017, and you were practicing before that. So a little more than a year, Mr. Ralph over here. And then, Carrie, this is your third gig with us, I think, something like that. So that's kind of how we got to this point. Yellow Springs, May 30th.
Nice. So it's been an evolution. And as you mentioned when you were introducing that last song, you said that one's been around for a while, and you've got the band that'll let you play it. And you said that you're doing, a lot of originals. How does that songwriting process work? David, are you primarily bringing projects and songs to these guys and kind of fleshing them out as a group, or is everybody kind of collaborative writing? How's all that working for you guys?
Basically, I'm the songwriter. I have a big backlog of original songs. I've put out an album every year since 2003, and most of them are originals on those albums. So, and I do them, partly by multi-tracking myself, but when I can, I get other musicians. In the album from 2017, Mr. Borg here on drums played on one of my tracks. And I'm hoping we can get a recording maybe out of tonight and use Not Too Alone, which is coming up, use that on an album I'm going to release.
I am rolling tape on this, so,
cool. Well, I think my wife has got the cassette machine recording at home, too. So
no pressure.
Hello, Sarah.
So I'm going to ask you first, David, and then I'm going to ask you guys sort of the twist of this question. What's it like to take songs that you might have had, sitting around for a while, or you might have recorded, yourself in multitrack, and having these guys lay their particular talents and styles onto something from your catalog?
Well, it's definitely an improvement, I'll say that. So in every case, when I get someone else to help, I just feel like it makes it come alive. So like with the track that Ian did for the last album, it just was more solid. It rocked more. This song that we just did, Ned, it just grooves better. But, Ralph's going to sing a song, and Ralph is very modest, so I'm going to make him embarrassed here. But I love his voice, and I just feel privileged to hear his voice singing my song. So, yeah, it always is an improvement.
And then for you guys, what's it like, both in this project and just in your general lives as musicians, to get to sort of put your imprint on a song that might have originated from somebody else, to both honor their work and kind of put your own groove in there as well? What's that experience like as musicians?
It's very fulfilling, really, and it's really what
being a jazz player is all about, is putting yourself into the, you know, making your own interpretation on a tune. So all these tunes that Dave has written, it's a multi-pronged thing. It's a challenge, and it's fulfilling, and it's sometimes frustrating trying to find the right thing to play that fits the song but fits what you want to say, you know. So, but in, you know, all in all, it's really the best way to do it for me.
Yeah. For me, I can co-sign that, if you will. Playing with Dave is like, wow, it's a unique experience because he's so talented. And well, all these guys are. He and I, we go back a few years, mm-hmm. and we used to get together at his house, and we've got several recordings that I have in the can, still on tape.
Still in the vault.
Still in the vault. So we've done a lot of things. And of course, I've got some things from 1970-something that are still in the can, if you will. And it'd be interesting to see someone else's take on that musty old stuff if I drag it out, you know? Try to make another take on it.
Mm-hmm. I just feel honored to be here.
That's Carrie talking. Bass.
Sounds like a bass player.
There's always one quiet one, and it is often the bass player, I've noticed. Well, in talking about jazz, I think to be able to play jazz well as an ensemble, there has to be a clear musical dialogue between the players, and I can see that happening with you all when you're across the glass from me. But I see that musical interaction happening between you all. I know that, you know, different members join the band at different times, but have you found that that musical dialogue was something that came very naturally, or is that something that you had to kind of work at to, you know, pick up each other's patterns and nuances in the playing to be able to kind of have that dialogue and honor each other?
Well, I want to say from just the musicianship standpoint, everyone has a different background. Dave's gone to school someplace, and Carrie probably myself. So since we don't rehearse like some bands, like the Santana band, who rehearses like, yeah, hours upon hours.
A couple times a week.
You would have to, in this situation, you have to rely on your musicianship, bring it to the table, and when it's time to get on the horse, you got to ride it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a lot of time interacting and rehearsing 3, 4, 5 times a week, then we have to be focused on this moment. So that's what makes a difference for me. It keeps the excitement up because I have to be focused or I will fall off the horse.
Yeah.
And that's something that's always been, well, I wouldn't say always, but in the past, I don't know, 15 or 20 years of my playing, it's been really important to me to be able to have that really close connection to the other player, so you can kind of instantly respond to what they're doing. Yeah. And it makes the whole thing work so much better than just, you know, sitting there playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really kind of boring. But
no,
it's to be actively involved in making the music in the moment is so rewarding.
I think the audience feels that too. There's something to be said for experiencing that on the other end of it too, to feel that the musicians are so in the moment, that you know, reflects back off the stage too.
And having those kinds of audiences that notice what you're talking about is a real treat, because I know what it's like to play my guts out and people are barely noticing that I'm making noise over here. Mm-hmm. But there are other audiences where they really notice, like, you know, you were riffing off each other, or everyone starts cracking up in the middle of something, so they're noticing something's going on with the band. Mm-hmm. Those audiences are a treat to play for.
In talking about live gigs, you guys have you've got something coming up pretty quickly in June as the band going to be at the North Second Tap and Bottle in Hamilton on June 15th. Tell us a little bit about kind of what we'll be experiencing at that show. Or is that a kind of you guys on the stage the whole night? Situation, or are you sharing a bill, or how's all that going down?
It's just us from 8 to 11, and we have a whole slew of songs. But it's a small kind of neighborhood pub. It's got a really nice vibe to it. One of the things I like about it is it doesn't have televisions.
What a rarity these days.
I know, yeah. So that in itself, I mean, people go to socialize and listen to music. The owner and his son, who manage the place, and the bartender are all really responsive to music. His son is a musician. So it's a place for music lovers, and they just, the one time we played there, I think we had a good time. I mean,
absolutely.
We ended the night kind of happy, I think. So yeah, it's got a nice vibe to it. It's right on Second Street, right off of High Street in downtown Hamilton.
And then, kind of representing some of your other projects, Ian and Ralph, you guys also perform with Jazz Therapy, and you're going to be at the Shiloh Grill in Dayton on June 29th. Tell us a little bit about Jazz Therapy. Give us a little highlight reel.
Jazz Therapy was a trio, and Ralph has recently come to play with us to make it a quartet. And what that band does is it's more of a traditional jazz band, more jazz standards and things like that, with a few more recent tunes thrown in as well, a little bit R&B here and there and things like that. It's a great band if you like jazz. Keyboard player Pat Polansky is a wonderful keyboard player, wonderful vocalist. And Mark Sisson, the bass player, is a fantastic bass player. And it's come on out and see us. It's a lot of fun.
And then, Carrie, you're going to be at Goodies in Mount Healthy on June 9th with Miss Sheila Jazz. Tell us a little bit about your work together.
Miss Jazz does smooth jazz. If you like Al Jarreau and Anita Baker, that's what her genre is. And we do some soft R&B. The band does some Jeff Lober, Stanley Turrentine. She's pretty busy. She plays a lot of gigs at Giddy's and Park Place, and she's going to be at the Juneteenth Festival in Cincinnati. She'll be there. She was actually voted as the number one artist by City Beat some years back with her CD project. So she keeps pretty busy, you know. And she's my wife also, so.
And you're manager, right?
Oh, no, she's my manager.
Okay. All right, got that straight.
I don't manage her at all.
So lots of opportunities to see these guys perform live out in the Miami Valley and beyond, both as Repugnant Jazz Quartet and with other projects. We're going to get a link up to some of these gigs on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And we've got a link up to the quartet there now to their Facebook page. So go there and connect with them. What do you think, guys? Shall we hear some more live music?
Sure.
All righty. Yep. I'm going to let these guys get back to their instruments and remind you that you are listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our guests tonight are Repugnant Jazz Quartet. They are performing on June 15th at North Second Tap and Bottle in Hamilton. And lots of chances to see these guys with their other projects as well. We'll get all these dates up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But before you go wandering off to the internet, sit back and relax, because these guys have some more live music for us. Take it away whenever you're ready.
This is called Birds of Paradise.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to do a vocal song now featuring Mr. Ralph Jones called Not Too Alone.
That's for it, man. It's trying to kill me. I don't want to explain anything that I really can't explain. I don't want to maintain anything that I can't maintain. No need to call me every minute on the phone. No need to be stalked. Don't want to have to talk. Just want to be alone. But not too alone. Not too alone. Living by myself, I want to be alone. But not too alone. Working by myself, but not too alone. Thinking by myself, I wanna be alone, but not too alone. Thinking by myself, but not too alone. I wanna be someone who really isn't you. I don't wanna have to do something I really cannot do. I don't want to solve anything I really can't figure out. I don't want an argument, don't want an incident. I really don't want to shout. I don't want to take apart something that I can't dismember. I don't want to recall something I really can't remember. Don't wait to be the cause for you to come and pick a bone. No need to be right, don't need to fight. Just want to be alone. That is, not too alone. Living by myself, I wanna be alone, but not too alone. Working by myself, but not too alone. Thinking by myself, I wanna be alone, but not too alone. Playing by myself, but not too alone. Thinking by myself, I wanna be alone, but not. myself, I wanna be alone, but not alone. I'm by myself.
Okay, we got one more or two, if there's time. So this is a cover by This is a cover of a song by Earth, Wind, and Fire called Fantasy. Thank you.
Young Jazz Quartet putting their touch on a little Earth, Wind, and Fire there here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. But did you guys say you might have one more?
We do. Is there time?
There's totally time. I would love it if you did one more.
We see that there's a clock here. We could, like, make it stop exactly at 9. Would that be good radio business?
Oh, you can... I mean... I would consider you mega pros if you stopped right at 9 on the dot, but you can go over 9. It's A-okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So this is fun. We just like making music, and to share it with Juliet and Jazz is out there, it's a real treat. So this is called Resolve, and the word kind of has a twofold meaning, as in the musical resolve accord, but also the kind of attitude of resolve. Thank you.
Tugnan Jazz Quartet live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. You got me in a groove there. I wasn't ready for that ending. I was having too much fun. You can get into the groove with these guys on June 15th. They're going to be at the North Second Tap and Bottle. That's in Hamilton, Ohio. You can see Ian and Ralph with Jazz Therapy at the Shiloh Grill on June 29th. And you can see Carrie with Miss Jazz at Goodies in Mount Healthy. That's on June 9th. We've got more info on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there and connect with the quartet and get some info on these gigs. You guys, thank you so much for spending the evening with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Juliet. I'm a big fan of public radio, and when I can, I listen to Alpha Rhythms.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a great show.
Thanks.